Hi there, my name's Eleanor and I'm a PhD student that's been working with the Warwick Institute of Engagement for 6 weeks on a little internship, and I've been working with Rachel over here. Do you want to just give a quick introduction to who you are?
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm also a PhD student, and Eleanor and I have been working together on this internship for the past 6 weeks, I think. It's really flown by.
No, it's definitely gone by pretty quickly, but we've really enjoyed it, and we're just making this little podcast to share with you a little bit about what that's been like, what that's involved, and firstly I think I will introduce who the Warwick Institute of Engagement is. So if you haven't heard of them already, they're a group of people, a team at the university that helps to enable staff and students to share their research with the public in a more fun and accessible way by running training and just providing general support throughout the year for free. And then they also put on events for the public through Resonate. So the Resonate festivals run throughout the year, and then there's also other events that happen throughout the year as well, different styles, different audiences, just trying to share research in a really fun and engaging way. So we've for our internship we were working on the digital content offering of the Warwick Institute of Engagement. So Rachel, could you give a quick rundown of our aims for this internship?
To start off with, we looked at the Warwick pages and we kind of combed the website for existing digital content. So academics, students or departments that had made videos or podcasts or images, virtual exhibitions. And we worked to find all that and to put it all in one place on the Resonate website so that it'd be easier to find and more people would be able to see it. And we found some really, really great stuff. It was really exciting to see what was going on at the university. So we kind of created this initial space for this content to be put on. We also had a think about what our ideal space would be if there was a dedicated space created just for this content, what it would look like, which was really great to have a think about together. And then we also started making our own content.
So I think for... what was really important was there's all this great stuff that researchers have made at the university, but because it's buried away in various pages through various links, it's quite difficult for people to access and enjoy. So we're really hoping that people will be able to find this stuff more easily and be able to engage with this great stuff that's been made. So I decided to do my podcast on women's health. For my PhD, I'm researching the underlying causes of endometriosis, and I just think there's a lot of great women's health research that's going on at Warwick, and I really wanted to share that more widely. So I spoke to my two supervisors. So Associate Professor Erin Greaves works on endometriosis, and then Professor Jan Brosens does research on pregnancy loss. And I think what my aim was just to raise awareness around the area of women's health, because it's not as widely discussed as I think it needs to be, and hopefully provide a bit of positivity in that area, just to encourage people that there is work being done in this area, there is progress. I really hope they're a useful resource for people to access. How about you, Rachel? What have you been up to?
I decided to make a video. I'm in the languages department, so I'm obviously really interested in learning languages, and I worked with someone from the psychology department to look at how we learn languages using an AI language. I wanted to make the video particularly for children and young people, so I put into practice a few animation skills and definitely developed them a lot as well to make a little fun animation around a little mouse learning languages. So that was a great experience.
I think we both really enjoyed learning how to use Canva, which is a really great resource, even the free version, for making presentations or infographics, and in this case videos. I didn't realize it had that kind of capability, and for really nice quite simple animations it's really great. And you can add in video interviews as well, so it's a really great resource. So what have been the favourite parts of your experience over the last six weeks?
So last weekend, we both went along with two members of the team to Art in the Park, a festival in Leamington Spa, and we were one of the community stands there. So we took along an activity. It was making mini stained glass-esque windows, and the children and adults also were quite interested in it, drew their favourite sport or something that could motivate a team, and we took along a bit of research from the sports collective, talking about how sports communication and how a team can be motivated through language. And it was great to see a public engagement in action and to see all these people really excited to do the activity and to learn more, and also wanting to learn more about research that is happening at Warwick, and wanting to talk about the posters and things like that that we had made. So yeah, it was great to see that in action.
And definitely, because I think obviously the main emphasis of our internship has been looking at digital content, but actually being there on the ground and talking to people was really fun as well. I think I particularly enjoyed just being part of the wider Warwick and Stew engagement team. It's quite a new team, but clearly already work together so well. They communicate really well, and they're all really fun and just friendly. And yeah, it's just a really great environment to work in. I think it's been really cool to hear about the future strategy for engagement at Warwick as well. I think there's a lot of exciting stuff in the pipeline. So I definitely recommend it as an experience going for one of these internships. So definitely look out on the WIE website for upcoming internships like this. They may not be exactly the same, but I just thoroughly recommend it if you're considering going into public engagement in the future, or maybe just want to learn more about how to share your research in a more accessible way. But yeah, that's not the only way you can get involved.
Definitely. There's also, you can help out at events. You might want to propose an activity that could be used as well. And they're all such a friendly and supportive bunch. I can't recommend the experience highly enough.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, for sure, check out the WIE website and the skills pages. So yeah, there's loads of resources there if you're looking to improve your skills at sharing your research with the general public. Yeah, thanks for listening, and I hope this was helpful.